Blog Talk Radio.
Children, they matter.
smile down. Open our eyes. Beautiful, beautiful bumper tune. Loving it, loving it. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. You are at the right place at the right time. Yes, my name is Daryl Clark, and I will be your host for the next hour or so here on Progressive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information that's, well, gathered, culled from around the world, typically within the boundaries of the United States. But we do cross the boundaries from time to time. So a shout out to all of our supporters and those who tune in from the West Coast to the North Coast to the East Coast to the South Coast and beyond. Shout out to our folks up in Canada who tune in. We love you. We get your messages, and we appreciate your comments and suggestions, so keep that coming. I won't get into the various states. I'd say we're probably tuning in to at least 20 states. So shout out to everyone. Special shout out to Cleveland, home of the All-Star game this week. So shout out there, and that's my exception. So this week, with speaking of exceptions, no exception, we have a very, I believe, enlightening program. And of course, that's what we're here for, to encourage you, to enlighten you, inspire you, and of course, empower you. But, you know, it's also because we're not talking heads here. It's not just intended for you to just listen and tune in and be entertained. It's news for you, by you, and of you, intended for you to get involved. So it is intended that you would be encouraged to get involved and use the information to enhance your life, your loved ones' lives, and those that you come in contact lives. And so if we all do that, you know what? That peace part that we have here in this space, well, it can make a significant difference. This month, I believe it's the 50th year of the lunar landing. Of course, we have the naysayers that believe it was all video and it never happened. I don't know. The jury's still out on that one. I could see some of that perspective. We really don't know, do we? I mean, we can say, well, I saw it on television. Do you believe everything you see? Ooh, maybe that's the topic for another program on Progressive News Weekly. But yeah, I was watching a few of the documentaries on that. I don't do a lot of mainstream. I'll do some documentaries from time to time. And I watch a little bit of mainstream media to see what's being spewed. Yeah, I said spewed. And I watch a little left wing, and I write and I watch a little right wing. Say that 10 times consecutively. Because I want to have some perspective of what's out there on both sides of, they say, the aisle. You know, from my viewpoint, left wing, right wing, same bird. Same bird, folks. And we're not going to get into politics tonight. That's not the topic of conversation. Tonight, tying in with our bumper tune, in case you missed it, go back to the archives. And you can do that by simply, at your leisure, after this program, you might be able to even pick up the archives as soon as within an hour. But it will certainly be there by tomorrow morning. And if you want to catch it, it's like a good movie. The second time around, you always catch something that you missed the first time. So you'll just simply get on your computer, www.blogtalkradio.com. No spaces, blog, blogtalkradio.com/ Renford. That's the network that I air on, the Renford Network, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. So that's / Renford. And when you do that, folks, it's going to take you to a segment of the web that will bring you into Radio by Renford. And all of my shows are there for the last several years. You can go back and listen to some of those riveting interviews with Dick Gregory. I'm not sure if I have some of the Kucinich interviews with Dennis Kucinich. We used to call him the boy mayor when I was living in Cleveland. And so many others, Dr. Joy DeGruy. I mean, those are some notables, but I'm so proud to say that many not so notable, you know, in terms of having that famous name, are some of the most remarkable minds, and even in contention with the notables. So we have some remarkable individuals on this planet who don't really get the recognition that they deserve, and in many cases, they're not looking for that recognition. They just simply want to bring the truth. And so that's what we're about tonight. That bumper tune I was referring to was just simply Open Our Eyes. Somewhat old school, Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of my all-time favorite groups. And that, I want to say, was a mid-70s. No, that would have been actually late 70s, my bad. Probably somewhere in the 79 release. And it just goes, Father, open our eyes that we may see to follow thee. O Lord, grant us thy loving peace and let all dissension cease. Let our fate each day increase. And Master, Lord, please, open our eyes. Open our eyes. And if you want to hear the rest of the lyrics, you got to go on to the YouTube or Google, whatever it is you do to get information. But it's a beautiful cut and appropriate for this evening, because that's something that we're explicitly going to be seeking and, I believe, attaining on a figurative and literal basis. That is to open our eyes, folks. We need to open our eyes as to what's going on around us. There's so much happening that gets by us. And so tonight, as I often do with pleasure, I'm putting on the tees before I mention who our special guest is. And those who listen regularly, thank you for tuning in. You know why. Because I'm trying to encourage those who are not on my mail list to simply get on the mail list. And that way you'll get an email from me so that you'll know who the guest is for the upcoming week. And so just can't encourage you to do that. And if you want to get on that mail list, you'll just simply go to the web again, get into the email. My email address is Daryl_CLA1818, that's 18, at msn.com. And you'll send me an email there, and I'll respond to you, thanking you for reaching out, and I'll add you to the mail list. And then, as I'm speaking right now, you would know who our guest is. So, now that I've put the T's on enough, and those of you who are not on the mail list are kind of wondering, we'll let it out. It's a regular guest who joins us significantly regularly, and I'm just pleased whenever this particular guest because he's someone that I admire. He's a friend. He's a colleague. But most importantly, he's a mentor. And it's really a treat when we can have this particular person with us. So, as I said, apropos for our bumper tune this evening, which was Open Our Eyes by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I mentioned the lyrics. Master, Lord, please, open our eyes. Open our eyes. So, yep, go to the web, open our eyes, Earth, Wind, and Fire, get the lyrics. But tonight we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, affectionately and respectfully referred to as Master Glenn. Now, Master Glenn is not just referred to as Master Glenn because people like him. He is truly a master in his art, in the science in which he studies, and that is pranic healing. He is a master pranic healer, and we'll talk a little bit about it. I'm not going to try and articulate that. I would just simply say it is a healing modality of energy. And yes, we know there are numerous healing modalities. We could talk about Reiki and other types of things that are available. But this is, okay, what's going on my headset? This is the one of the fastest growing modalities on the planet, folks. So we're going to be talking a little bit about pranic healing, okay? And we're also going to be talking about more than just pranic healing, because Master Glenn is not just a master pranic healer. Oh, no. Master Glenn has many, many skills. and so we're going to be talking about some of his other attributes as well. So as I said, Master Glenn, respectfully referred to, is a master pranic healer, only one of a few around the world at his level. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. He's also happens to be respected for his acumen in astrology and meditation worldwide. Now, as I said, this is a man of many talents. I simply refer to him as a remarkable mind. But I did say in the beginning, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. So yes, in addition to all of that, he is an MD, a medical doctor. In fact, just a few things. I can go on and on just talking about his accolades, but I know he's probably sitting in the wings saying, Daryl, let's get on with this program, because he's truly a humanitarian and loves sharing and enlightening. But I do want to say, yeah, he's a medical doctor. He developed the neonatal intensive care unit at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York. And he served as the director there of neonatology for over 20 years. So this is a well-groomed and respected individual. The art of pranic healing, one of the fastest modalities on the planet, being recognized now beyond just those from an art perspective, but more even of a science perspective. He's been on mainstream media. He's been on television. So we're going to talk a little bit about pranic healing, but we're definitely going to get into some of the astrology and meditation, because that's something that you want to open your eyes to if you're not already enlightened. And if you are enlightened, then hopefully before this session is over, we will enhance that enlightenment. And I've had some conversation with Master Glenn earlier in the week, and I've asked if he would not mind highlighting a little bit of his recent book, Better Person Mindset. It is an excellent read. I'm not just trying to promote a book. I don't do that, folks. And those who have been with me for 10 years plus know that. If I talk about a book, I've read it, I've looked at it, and if it's something that I don't believe from my perspective is something of value, I leave it alone. But this is truly a good read. And I was looking, because I go back as a reference to the book. I use it frequently. And I was looking through some of the chapters, and one just jumped out at me. There's an energy to this. And it was a chapter on awareness. So hopefully we can spend a little time on that. And maybe, and we've been talking about this also, you know, in the months ahead, maybe we can kind of do a book review. And we can maybe take some portions of the book. You can let me know if you have any specific interest. And we can dialogue with Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. And you can go out, get your copy, and we can just have a good time with it. And then last but not least, I'm hoping Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, will be willing to perhaps share something with us that he has in months past, and that would be sort of a little bonus for anyone that might call in terms of an astrological readout. But that may not be available, but we'll see. So without further ado, Master Glenn, I see, is in virtual studio. Master Glenn, you there?
Yes. Hi, Darryl. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, yes. Loud and clear.
Oh, good, good. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation again. I have been quite busy, but I said I need to find time to spend time with you and your listeners on this auspicious time of the full moon, or auspicious time of just exchange in ideas and sharing, put it this way. You mentioned something about awareness. It's a buzzword right now. We use the word awareness while most people, the buzzword they're using is actually mindfulness. Mindfulness,
yes.
Mindfulness in school, mindfulness in yoga, mindfulness in walking, mindfulness, actually mindfulness is just being aware. When you're walking, you become aware of the swing of your arms, the spring on your step, your posture. So you become aware. So that in a certain way is mindfulness. There are different levels of mindfulness, or let's call it that, because I feel that the right word is actually awareness rather than mindfulness. Mindfulness mm-hmm. looks like what is you become mindful, or actually my goal is to less mind. It's actually a non-mindfulness, because your mind is the one that is actually sometimes in our meditation. Our mind is so active that the Buddhists, I think, call this the chattering mind, or the fiery mind of a monkey. You understand? Mm. So remember, when you meditate, there are a lot of things that are going. When you just close your eyes, what time is this going to finish? I have to do some laundry. I have to do this. I have to call this. So our mind is just so active. In fact, one of the persons says, this is like my hamsters in my brain. So what happened, you need less mind, or what Tom Cruise said in The Last Samurai, no mind. When you have no mind, then you'll be able to become aware of what the message are. So what are you becoming aware of? What is that awareness should be? Awareness, the best thing is that you have to be aware of your thoughts. You have to be aware of your words. You have to be aware of your feelings, or you have to be aware of your actions. But it is more important that you become aware of your thoughts, because your thoughts are actually the seeds. If you speak, or you express it already, or you have some actions, these are actually the fruits. So a person, you realize, an example is that, have you noticed, to your listeners, have you noticed somebody text you, and you read, and there's no specific expression or mm-hmm. words, but mm-hmm. you could sense that the person is angry. Yes or no?
Yes.
So what
absolutely.
Happened was that
energy.
So a person's thoughts. Actually, imagine a person who's angry inside. He has angry thoughts. You'll be have angry words. He will have angry letters. What comes out of his mouth will be, you'll say, oh, this person is angry. This person is irascible or angry.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful about our thoughts. You know, a person that lies, if it lies, a person that lies by his words or actions, you know in his mind, that this person might not be trustworthy.
Oh my gosh.
This person doesn't tell the truth. You understand? So, in fact, if you want an advice for people, if you want to be really very smart or very intelligent, you have to be honest. Because an honest mind will be truthful in his words and truthful in his action. So this is a good example of what we have to be aware of. But being aware of what is happening, what being aware of our thoughts, even our words. And perhaps just in case we recognize it, we recognize that we made a mistake. A great teacher, a spiritual teacher, once said there are three ways to recognize, to become aware. Have you noticed that sometimes if you hurt somebody or you said something bad, you recognize you've hurt that person after the fact? Yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is good because you recognize it. And sometimes you recognize, I think my actions hurt that person. I think my joke hurt that person. You become aware after. Then the second level is that sometimes you become aware while you're doing it, while you're saying it. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
While you're saying something. So this is where the great transformation comes, because you become aware of it. And this great teacher actually said that the level one is becoming aware even before you do the action or before you say something. How can that be? Think about it. How can you be aware that you're going to hurt somebody even before you hurt that person? What happened? Because you become aware of your thoughts and you'll be able to retrieve it and disintegrate that negative thought right away. Yes?
Wow. Makes nothing but sense. Sure. Uh-huh. Because as you said,
so what
the
happened,
thought...
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead.
Are the seeds. Mm-hmm. The thoughts are our seeds. So if we recognize that we have hurt somebody, we are the creator of the thoughts. If we could create it, we could actually disintegrate it. We create our thoughts. We create our disappointment. We could create our anger. So what happened was that if I can do that, I'll be able to disintegrate it also. Yes or no?
It makes sense. If you're aware of the thought before the thought bears fruit, it will be like knowing that you planted a bad seed, and before it can actually take root, digging it up. I love it. Keep talking, Doc.
So what happened? A good example are those your listeners who are bringing up their kids. There are one point, you know, all of us never went into parenthood school. Did we have a certificate? Did we have a diploma that we were, we went to parenthood schools? No, we make mistakes. In fact, as bringing up the kids, you realize we made mistakes. It's like a trial and error. You know, for some people who are a little bit older, we were able to spank our kids. And sometimes when we do something or spank our kids or do something to them, we realize that we feel guilty. And at times, you realize, shall I embrace it? I think I did something wrong. Number one, who's the adult? Who's supposed to be aware? Who's supposed to be in charge? But we are the adult, and we lost it. So we realize at one point we become aware. So this takes practice over time. So what happened was that you become aware, so you will know what your pattern of your mind is. Okay, so this is the pattern I have. There seems to be some irritability in my... when I speak about this subject matter, I seem to have anger. I seem to have some tones of this kind when I talk about this. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
So that is the key. Oh, okay. So you move it. You become aware of your thoughts. You become aware of your words. You become aware of your actions. Then later on in your deep meditation, you just become aware. So you become aware of what they call the whisper of your higher soul or the voice of silence. We have this. Sometimes we have this ideas that actually inspire us. They said, you have to do this. You have to do this. Actually, those are sometimes signals from our higher source, from a higher source or our higher soul to inspire us. So if people who are meditating, they'll be able to tap into this awareness of the higher soul to become better persons, to spiritually grow.
Mm. Wow.
So awareness. Yes.
I'm back on whisper of the higher soul. Or the voice of silence, it takes it even a level deeper. I mean, the whispering of the higher soul, believe it or not, I can relate to a little bit even deeper, readily than the voice of silence. And I guess the voice of silence just means the act of not necessarily hearing.
Actually, you talk about the book, but actually, on the second book that's supposed to coming out soon, definitely. We just had some stuff that I need to take care of. We talk about the stillness and silence.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between inner stillness. It's a difference between stillness and silence. It's not the same.
Hmm.
You could have, you understand? There's difference. Silence means absence of noise, ambient noise. While stillness, one could still be still with a lot of noise.
True.
So some people can meditate. And what happened, even though there's a lot of sounds, they could still go within and meditate. How do we compare this? Comparing it with the inner, the silence, say for example, the chattering mind. The chattering mind is actually a noise in a certain way. So once you be able to calm the mind, you'll be able to feel stillness. A good example, which most teachers say, when you look at a pond that is still, you could go see deep into the pond, clear. While a pond that is, there's a rough water, like waves, you cannot go see straight. I mean,
Yeah.
So that stillness, when a mind is very still, there's stillness, there'll be inspiration. Some people who have done this meditation, but it needs, you need to experience it. So some people who regularly meditate, not regularly meditate, sometimes when you regularly pray, sometimes when you regularly contemplate, there'll be an inspiration within a person, and those are the whisper or sounds of the higher soul.
Hmm.
We are aware
I
of
love
we, it happened, it happens to all of us, but in some way we are not aware of it. That's why we talk about the point, the principle of awareness. So what you just have seen, or as we have discussed, there are different levels of awareness.
Can speaking of a difference between stillness and silence, you can meditate even though there may not be silence. But can you meditate if there's no stillness?
Oh yes, a lot of people meditate because there's no their mind is not still. Stillness is within. The inner noise, okay, the inner noise, the mind is actually, if you have to look at it, is the outer level. Beyond the inner noise will be stillness.
Oh, so,
so
that's on
people,
a...
It's
an esoteric
silence
level.
Is just silence is just an absence of sound. Or ambient noise, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But stillness is actually, you'll be able to have stillness and you'll be able to tap into deeper levels of consciousness. But you have to experience that people need to meditate regularly as they do this. And they need to do not only regular meditation, they have to do deeper meditation also. Just the awareness aspect.
So when you talk about stillness, it's not a physical stillness.
Yeah.
It's a stillness of the mind.
Yeah, both. You could be still.
Both.
You could you could be meditating and you could be moving around. You're not still. You'll not be aware.
How
your mind still be moving.
How do you meditate while you're moving?
Eyes.
Because it seems like if you're moving, it requires some focus of thought. And if you have a focus of thought,
exactly,
it seems like that would take you away from being able to meditate, which is a freedom of thought. Or maybe it's not a freedom
exactly.
of thought. But.
But some people cannot close their eyes for a long time because there are a lot of thoughts. So they open their eyes, they look around, they move their legs, so they're not still anymore. Physically, not still. Internally, not still, definitely. That's why when you meditate, you are basically external. There's silence, there's external stillness, and there's internal stillness. That's why... remember, even the Lord Jesus, when there was a storm, the apostles were scared because if there was a storm and they were having a fishing, and the Lord Jesus said, "Be still, peace,
mm-hmm.
be still," and the waters became still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a scripture. That's very, very true.
So when we meditate, when we go into deep meditation, when we go into deep prayer, there'll be some signals, inspiration. Sometimes people think, I have this, I always tell that I have this Hollywood type of thing, wherein I thought I will hear the voice of God and say, "Hey, Dr. Mendoza, I am the voice of silence. I literally, for a long period of time, I was waiting for that booming sound. Then I realized those were the Ten Commandments. So what happened, the whisper of the higher soul is actually our thoughts also. But you will be able to distinguish, in awareness, you will say, these are higher signals. These are higher inspiration. But as I said, you need to practice and experience it over time. Is it me? Is that me? Is that my mind coming? I have to do this? I have to do that? Did I see that? Did I feel that? You know, you're starting to question whether it's real or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then there'll be emanations or something you say you will trust. These are real. I see this. I feel this. I sense this. I experience this.
Wow. In your book, you said without awareness, there can be no transformation, was it? I think it...
Inner transformation. Yeah, so how can I... Transformation and inner transformation. If I don't recognize that I have anger, how can I control my anger?
Oh,
if I don't recognize that I have this disappointments or fear, it will express, I won't be able to tackle it because I'm not aware of it. If a person doesn't recognize that a person lies, how would you correct yourself? So that's very important. Mm. Then you realize you do it over time and you'll be able to, or sometimes you could just, even as I have negative thoughts about this person, you just say, erase that thought form. Lord God, thank you for erasing that thought form. You understand? You start to
erase this. Is it that simple?
Is it really that simple? It can be, but in practice, you can do it. That's why I said, you're upset at this person. Is that, you somebody cut you when you're driving. You curse, right?
Yeah.
So what happened was that, I should not have done that. He said, erase. I'm sorry. You understand? You could correct it right away. Or you could use God's blessing. He said, God, thank you for blessing this anger. I'm sorry I didn't use this energy to do that. We are in pranic healing. You mentioned about pranic healing. It's an energy modality wherein we're able to be aware of energy. We will be able to scan energy. Remember when I invited Daryl for a workshop. We went to Boston, and we were able to scan energy, projected energy. So on the wall, when somebody sorts of punched the wall energetically, like those kung fu, and we scanned it, mm-hmm. there was an energy there. Remember that?
Mm. Yes, I do remember.
We scanned the energy because these are forceful physical energy. So we were able to, you know, just like boxing, you know, you know those kung fu, you do it on the wall, we scan it, we felt energy there. Next, we scan the wall, there's no energy, and somebody says the F word or the S word,
mm-hmm.
or the negative word. And we felt negative energy also. Interestingly enough, it is almost as strong as the physical and the verbal energy. I mean.
Yeah.
Then later on, we've even projected energy by our thoughts. Says what I told somebody, say, just say I hate you to that point wherein we're going to scan the energy. And guess what we found out? The energy of the thoughts, negative thoughts, the energy of the negative words, and the energy of the physical action were almost close to the same. How do you like that?
Say that last part.
So we realize
almost...
the energy of physical injury. No, remember, we projected physical force on the wall. And we projected verbal energies. And we projected thoughts on the wall. The energy, if you scan it, is just almost similar and just as strong, all three of them. So we thought, physical energy is stronger than thoughts. No, thoughts are also strong. Now you realize, going back to where we started, we have to become aware of our thoughts.
That's true.
When I presented
when
I presented this to a group of people, they are managers, and he said, "You know what I got from your talk?" I said, "I should be very careful with the curse words, because my children hears that. So if we teach this to our children, they realize the physical words hitting somebody is just as strong when you say somebody that I don't like you, and also when you say in your mind I don't like you." And these are examples we use with no emotional gunpowder. We just say I hate you. But when sometimes there are some people, when they feel it, they'll say to a person, "I hate you," with a lot of gunpowder negative emotions with it. Yes?
Yep.
So that's even stronger.
Yeah, you know, I love the way this is transitioned in terms of the energy, that awareness, because at the end of the day, from what I've learned much from you, it is all about energy. And I think that's one of your statements that you like to quote. Energy is everything.
Yeah.
And everything is energy. And we've come back to energy from that topic of awareness. It still comes back to energy. And I'll bet as I transition to full moon, that's coming back to energy. Everything ultimately comes back to energy. And I remember us having this discussion, and for those that, you know, did not participate in that or have forgotten it, you know, when we have that discussion about the energy, one of my favorite things or questions and inquiries is there bad energy, Dr. Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, is there good energy, or is it just energy and it's what we do with it?
Definitely there's good energy and there's bad energy. We know that. We use our hands to protect ourselves. So we use our hands to hit somebody. Is that good energy or bad energy? That's bad energy. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody punches you, yes? But if with the same hands, you could embrace somebody and hug somebody, is that good energy or bad energy?
And that's good energy.
So definitely good. Yeah. Verbally, if you say I love you to a person, that's good energy. You want to say I love you, especially if you feel it. For some of you who are in love, you want to say I love you. I love you. It's like, is there more powerful words than I love you?
I don't know.
If you say I hate you, is that, that's negative energy. Oh, yeah, there's some people, they don't know what to do. I said, I love you, I love you. I want to express it because their hearts is filled with so much love. It's actually bursting out of their chest. For those of you who have fell in love, still remember how it feels to feel in love? We're in the energy. It's just, you're like Superman, ready to rip that front shirt because the love is coming out. And the thoughts also, you have good thoughts for your children. You want your children, you want others to be successful, and vice versa. So there are good energies and bad energies, as well as physically we have good food and not good food. We have a good place, a clean place, or not a good place. So their energy is, there's some good energy that are actually positive energy is probably a better word than and a negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some energies that may be neutral also.
So we know that we, just by simply stating, especially with sincerity, something positive, like, I love you, you're beautiful, we can project or even create energy that is positive. And vice versa, if we were to state something emanating from a negative seed or thought, project negative energy. In fact, we talked about this in years past, and I'm sure you probably remember me bringing up Masaru Emoto and his work that he has done with energy, and how he has taken crystals and projected really positive energy on it, such as just flash freezing water into a crystalline state with in a beaker with the word love and peace and happiness written on that beaker on a piece of masking tape, and doing the same thing with a different identical beaker with the identical amount of liquid to create the crystals, with the words, you know, hatred and ugly and disgusting written on that. And then after removing those two crystals, those two beakers, and examining the crystals that have formed, he discovered that those crystals that had the positive affirmations written on the masking tape, on them, on those beakers, those crystals, similar to snowflakes, which are six-sided, typically, were near perfect. But the crystals on the beaker that had projected the negative emotions or statements or energy, the crystals, and you know, of course, I've seen his books. I have his writings, they were distorted. I mean, literally, you could see it in the color photos, and so that sounds like what you're talking about.
Yes,
Master Glenn.
Actually, yeah, Professor Emoto was able to show, people will identify more if they see it physically. So they use electron microscope to look at the positive and the negative words and the emotions, and that's what they saw. So people believe that. But energetically, it's more important if you recognize how energetically these are the root thing is energy. If the energy is positive, it will have positive results. If the energy is negative, negative results. In fact, my teacher said one time, there are a lot of people who are more concerned about kosher food. Remember kosher food? Kosher food are food that are the Jewish stick to this kosher food. These are blessed and all that. My teacher said, you see, kosher food is good, but what's important is actually what comes out of the mouth than what goes in. Because what comes out of the, what goes into the mouth we will pass it on in a couple of hours or a day. But what comes out of the mouth is actually, it could be hurtful. It could hurt a person for a long time. And all of us have experienced that.
Yes.
So he said,
that is true.
People should be more concerned about kosher thoughts, kosher words, rather than kosher food. And I added, I said, like the halal for the Muslim. I said, people are concerned about halal food. Why don't we have halal thoughts and halal words? That means right words, wholesome words. Interesting. Mm. Awareness again.
Very. Back to the awareness. You're absolutely correct. Which leads me into the global meditation. The service that you've been offering for decades, where you have, having participated in it many years, you have, it's just positive awareness. And so with that much positive energy, is that why we're able to impact, as you say, the Twin Hearts, Mother Earth? Because of all of that positive energy at one time?
It's true. We have actually, there's some scientific study now. In fact, I just got a research person who was asking me, how can I use the meditation as a strong new, they want new studies. It is actually called coherence. You know, a coherence means you are, when people meditate, they'll be able to influence the environment. They were able to influence other people. So group meditation in itself could have positive results. It affects the earth. You know, sometimes, like there was an earthquake in California, and people are starting to do a group meditation to bless the people who are affected. We did that with 9/11. When 9/11 here, we were doing our meditation regularly, and during the tsunamis, calamities, earthquakes, even hurricanes, we're doing some group meditation to mitigate any other problems during these calamities. So we have a full moon meditation. We do a group meditation close to around 500 people, sometimes 500, sometimes more. Just to give you an idea, there was a meditation we did. Actually, I wrote an article on that one. Last year, there were about 30,000 people meditating at the same time. And this year, we were able to calculate that there were about 50,000 people meditating at the same time. Imagine the power that has. That they call it global coherence or optical coherence. So that's just how powerful they are. So next year we are probably shooting for 100,000 and see the effect on the earth. So there is a there is possibility, and why do we meditate once a month? We time it into what we call an auspicious time, or a time wherein there's a lot of energy, which is the full moon. So the full moon will be on Monday, which is actually 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15? Is it on Monday? Is it 16?
It's the 15th,
it's the 15th. So January 15th, we're going to have a full moon meditation globally. I like your listeners to join us for really about an hour or so meditation. We give a little bit of talk. Then after that, we'll do a meditation to bless the earth and to share the goodwill and the will to do good with other people.
What time is that on Monday, Master Glenn?
It'll be 7:30 in the evening. I'd like people to connect to full moon fullmoonmeditation.us. fullmoonmeditation.us. It will, once you get there, it will actually guide you into, just put in some information. It will give you how to get into the group. This is a service. This is a public service we've been doing for since 1994. Every month we'll be doing this meditation to bless Mother Earth. I sort of joke that this blessing Mother Earth is our payment for rental or staying in Mother Earth, Mother Earth's place.
Wow. For the month of July, can we talk about the attributes in terms of the energies that are associated with this particular full moon?
This is important because what happened was that I would tell you we are in the sign of actually Cancer, and our host is actually a Cancer.
True.
So we're in Cancer. So there are attributes or positive qualities. We look at the positive qualities. Again, on awareness, going back to our theme of awareness, we have to be always, look, it's raining here in New Jersey. Okay, wow, this is, some people say, wow, I get wet, this is terrible, this is traffic, they're saying this and that. But why don't you look at it? Look, the water is, the earth needs this water. Number two, was that the plants need water? You know, look at something positive in everything. A good example, anyway, I'll go back to our attributes. A good example, like, I have a friend, she was traveling international, and she was complaining that she was delayed for 5 hours or 7 hours in Hong Kong, and it was terrible. Actually, Hong Kong, for some of you who are travelers, world travelers, Hong Kong is a nice place to get stuck because there's a lot of things to do, a lot of things to entertain yourself. But she was complaining. Then I told her, I said, listen, 50 years ago, maybe, I don't know how many years ago, 70 years ago, man would like to fly like a bird. Now you're above, any bird could fly, 35,000 feet. You're watching a movie. You're listening to a movie. You're lying in bed. You could pee, you could poo, you could eat. What are you complaining about?
Yes.
Think of something positive. I said, oh, you're right. You're right. Here you could pee and poo and sleep and do anything. You could even text if you want. Anyway, so the attributes,
you said you could even text?
Yeah, there's some. Oh, yeah, you could email. A lot of people that do it now. It's on flights. My iWatch, those who have iWatch, you could actually work on some areas. It was funny. I was 35,000 feet, and my iWatch was working. Anyway, so what happened?
Wow.
The attributes of Cancer are basically, Cancer is a water sign. So they are actually, you know this already. I've told this to Daryl. They are homebodies. They want to be home. Some of them are. They want to protect the home. They are generous to some extent. They're giving. They want to give. It's giving is just part of their life. Guess what country is Cancer?
United States.
That's why we're giving. There's a problem in the world. The first one that gives is us, whether they're friendly countries or not. The help is there. During the tsunami, the first help was the Coast Guards, the Navy. Anyway, so those are the qualities of Cancer. And they protect the home. They're home buddies. So they like the home. They're emotional in some extent. So they're loving. They like to protect the family. So these are the positive qualities of Cancer. So during the full moon, we're able to, since it's in the air or zeitgeist, we're able to absorb these positive qualities of Cancer. Some of us, I myself is not a homebody. You know, I like to travel. So, but during the full moon of Cancer, I'll be able to absorb these positive qualities, which makes me a balanced person to some extent. That's the idea of during the meditation of full moon, you grab the positive, not grab, you absorb the positive qualities of those certain signs to make us a complete or a balanced person.
So everyone that really wants to can utilize some of those positive qualities, even though they may not be born under that sign.
Okay.
They can still pick up some of those positive qualities.
Yes. Log into www.fullmoonmeditation.us. So I hope everybody likes the talk we had tonight. So.
Well, we certainly did, and we appreciate you, Master Glenn. Folks, we have been talking with Master Glenn Mendoza, medical doctor, astrology, meditation expert, specialist, and, of course, Master Pranic Healer. Dr. Mendoza, Monday at 7:30, we will be looking forward to going to www.fullmoonmeditation.us to participate in the worldwide group meditation, wherewith we can learn more about meditation and also help make ourselves, our families, and the world a better place. Thank you, Dr. Mendoza, for joining us once again.
Okay.
We look forward to the next time.
Thanks,
God bless you and yours.
Okay.
Well, folks,
I
have a very good night. Folks, as we promised, all right, if you didn't pick up something this evening, well, you don't have figurative hands to pick up. We talked about awareness. And we talked about mindfulness. And it's interesting how Dr. Mendoza started right off on mindfulness. I'm doing a meditation class now that I've been doing now for about a month or so. One of the dojos in the area had requested that I participate. And a dojo, of course, is a martial arts workout facility or a gym. It's known as a dojo. So one of the black belts in the area has asked me if I would participate and hold a meditation session a couple of times a week. So if you're in the New Jersey area, drop me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8, at msn.com. And I'll certainly get you information so that you can drop by. And it's interesting that we talked about mindfulness meditation. There are so many different types of meditations, and I don't even want to try to put a count on it. I could say there are 7 major types of meditation, depending on what you're reading. I could say there are 23 significant types of meditation. So there's so many approaches to it. I've been studying meditation. I guess I could date myself. About 30 years. It actually started when I went to school. I went to college and I joined a transcendental meditation group. And that's when I became enlightened to a higher self. And that's really what we're talking about. And Master Glenn spoke about that higher self in terms of being aware. And it's interesting, as I keep saying, that if you look at some buzzwords in terms of what's now mainstream. Mindfulness would be one of them. And in fact, over the last 10 or maybe 20 years, but more popularly, the last 10 years, there's actually been a mindfulness meditation technique that has developed. So as I said, there's many types of meditation. There's Kundalini, there's Zen. Of course, there's meditation of Twin Hearts, which we're going to be doing on Monday, which I highly encourage that if you have any inkling or appreciation or curiosity about meditation, to join that, because it's not just you, and it's a video. It's a video experience, because it's not just audio. And so I encourage everyone to go to that website that Dr. Mendoza referred to. And I'm totally honored that because of that relationship that Dr. Mendoza and I have developed over these last 10 or so years, and the suggestions that I've made in terms of being able to log into the Full Moon Meditation, he established from his website, which is pranichealing.usa.com, and that's where you used to get the meditation information. And it was a little challenging. I mean, I could get there, but you had to go and kind of search through the website to find how to get to the Full Moon Meditation. He decided to establish a total separate login link just for the meditation, with lots of information about meditation, what it is, how to benefit from it. And so as I said, I'm honored that he would give me even an inkling of any credit for him establishing that. But so I am going to be doing these meditation sessions, and what I've done is incorporated many of the meditation techniques that I've studied over the last 30 years, including Zen, a little mindfulness, love and peace. There's something called love and peace meditation. A lot of these are variations from some of the basic meditations that have been established for centuries, and they've spun off into something else. And I guess I'm probably spinning off another one, because the meditation that I engage in is sort of a combination of some of the things that I've learned from different teachers and masters, such as Master Glenn and others, and have put them together to come up with a somewhat unique meditation technique. So again, I encourage you to come out and join me and have some dialogue. It's not just about the meditation. We also have some, you know, nutritional discourse. And speaking of, you know, being aware of our higher self on a mental level, and also on a spiritual and physical level as well. So with that said, I appreciate everyone joining us this evening. We didn't take questions this evening. We did not get into the special offer for a free astrological readout, but Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, as I affectionately and respectfully refer to him as, has offered to me, if you'd like to have a free astrological readout, to send me an email with your name, your place of birth, where you were born, and the time and date of your birth, if you know those. Well, you know the date, but if you know the time and the place, that would be more helpful for it to be more accurate. And you'd be surprised what you can learn about yourself. It comes back to being aware. It comes back to energy, understanding oneself, as it's read in the pyramids, the great pyramids of Giza. It has been deciphered, the hieroglyphics, the writing, as they say, is on the wall. Well, this is literally, not figuratively. The writing on the wall they've determined says, know thyself. So that goes back thousands of years. Know thyself is on the walls of the pyramid. And that, I would dare say, goes back to being aware. So, again, thank you for joining. We appreciate you. If you'd like to have that free astrological readout, drop me an email. And you can just send it. It's simple. Or email is my my program email, which is progressivenews@msn.com. That's progressive, progressivenews, progressive news, no spaces, @msn.com. Or you can send me an email more directly. I do check that other email fairly regularly. But you can drop an email directly to me at Daryl, Daryl, underscore, CLA18, @msn.com. And I'll certainly get back to you. I'll send the information over to Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, and you'll get a free astrological readout. So good day to tune in. You've gotten that offer, and I suggest that you take advantage of it because from time to time my guests do offer special bonuses just on the strength of you tuning in to Progressive News. So I just want to say God bless you and best wishes to you for tuning in. May the Heavenly Father that you subscribe to, who is grounded in love, bless you with your most worthy desires. And may you have the consciousness, the awareness to ask. Because yes, if you put forth the effort with faith and truth, and a consorted energy, it will come to pass. So, until the next time when we'll bring you another enlightening program here on Progressive News Weekly, keep the faith, continue to love, continue to move forward, ever keeping your eye on the prize because you have a divine purpose. Remember, as Dr. Mendoza spoke of, the voice of silence. He talked about the whisper of a higher soul. Be still. Be quiet and get to know that divine creation known as you, because you have so much that the world is waiting for and needs that can come from no one else but you. Until next week, God bless you. Drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts as to what's on your mind and some things that you like or maybe didn't like so much, things that you think deserves airtime that just doesn't seem to be getting it, to help our society be a better place. This is Daryl Clark, keeping my head to the sky. Keep yours to the sky. Until next week. God bless. Don't forget the archives, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and scroll down until you see Daryl Clark's Progressive News Weekly, where you can find my programs over the last several years, including this one, which should be up by tomorrow morning. Share Progressive News Weekly. I give you love. I give you peace. I give you prosperity. I give you health. I give you wealth. I give you happiness. Until next week.